KEOM joins the community in remembering the 9/11 attacks.
My name is Greg McMillan. I am a police officer for the city of Mesquite. On the morning of September 11, 2001, I was driving my daughter to school at B.J. Smith Elementary, and there were reports on the radio about a small aircraft crashing into one of the towers at the World Trade Center. My initial reaction was just what I was hearing reported, that it appeared to be a small plane and it sounded like maybe it was an accident. Well, the reports were that it had crashed into the side of the building. So I just thought it was an accident. After dropping my daughter off, I went back home and turned the TV on, and I was actually watching the news on TV like so many others when the second plane crashed into the other tower. And I think most everyone at that time realized that this was on purpose and not an accident. Personally, I worked that night. I was working evenings at the time. It was just a very eerie night, and it was just very quiet. There were no cars out on the street any longer. It was just almost like a ghost town. And my most vivid memory of that night is remember seeing two fighter jets actually flying over Mesquite trying to intercept a small aircraft that was still up in the airspace. As a police officer in Mesquite, citizens have always been very supportive of their police. And I've always appreciated that, and I've always benefited from that. But after September 11th, it was taken to a new level. The citizens overwhelmingly showed their support for their police officers. We couldn't go on a meal break without a citizen buying our meals, people bringing things to the station. Everywhere you went, citizens would come up. They wanted to speak to you. They wanted to tell you thank you. I think we were their avenue to show how important the first responders meant to them, and that in turn meant so much to me. I think what I remember most after September 11th was there was just unity, just common unity among everyone. Everyone felt very patriotic. Everyone just kind of come together. All differences were set aside, and people just focused on being Americans and, you know, and honoring the ones that had perished in the tower and showing their support for their local first responders.